Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
In considering the role between a man and a woman in a marriage, particularly when it comes to resolving a difference, could we compare that difference to Jesus and the Father? Differing roles, but equality. Could this apply in resolving a big difference in a marriage?
Did you know that how to argue is something a man and woman have to learn if they're going to have a happy marriage? And incidentally, if you're listening and you're single today, you really need to know this before Mr. Right or Ms. Right comes along. Our premise today on this segment is that a marriage is not a democracy, so somebody must have the deciding vote. Now, this is countercultural, I realize, but just listen and see what you think. First of all, let's reference something that we've talked about on a previous segment. Denver Research has shown that the success of any marriage depends more on how you argue than anything else. They followed couples over a number of years and have concluded this. I won't get into details, but just remember that if you're going to have a successful marriage, how you argue is absolutely critical. It's actually more important than how many common denominators you have in your past and your backgrounds or what have you, although those are important, obviously. Now, obviously, each partner ought to have equal status in the marriage, right? Okay, that's generally understood today. But what if you cannot come to terms on some kind of a monstrous issue? Then what? Now, if divorce is an option, then there's no problem. You just split, you go your merry way. But if you're going into a marriage where divorce is not an option, one or the other must have a final say. And the reason for this, C.S. Lewis puts it so well, marriage is not a democracy. So a 50-50 vote won't work if you disagree on something major. If you disagree on something large enough, your only solution is... Never felt that way. Can't handle that anymore. Can't take it no more. If you disagree on a large enough issue, your only solution is going to be what the blues lady said in the song. Going to pack up your bags and head on down the road. But nobody considers divorce something minor. I mean, even if you think that divorce is fine when the feelings wear off, or if you can't learn to get along, or whatever the reason, you think, well, we'll just split. Even if you're open to divorce, you still do not think that it's something minor. It's not merely a redirecting of two different lives, right? But it's more, and I like the way that C.S. Lewis said it, it's more of a hacking up of a living organism. A hacking up of a living organism. I think everybody could agree with that, right? So, that being the case, is it not really wise to better understand just how the relationship of a long-lasting, happy marriage really works? It took me a long time to start getting some basics of this myself. Now, here's a conclusion that you may object to. And that is that since a 50-50 vote is not possible in a marriage, that somebody has to have a deciding vote. Now, you may come and you may respond right now and you say, well, listen, Gary, the key really is learning to amiably resolve rifts where both parties come to agree. Well, that's true. This approach does make sense. And one way to, and let's go in that direction just for a minute right now. One way to do this is to agree on various domains where each has more sway than the other. Now, my wife, Ro, and I do this. We have domain arrangements in our marriage. For instance, we acquiesce to Ro on house fix-ups. You know, does the roof need replacing? How to fix the doohickey on the commode, etc. And incidentally, honey, I am thinking about the roof. I have not ignored that. I personally am things dyslexic. But this woman of mine can jerry-rig anything. Now, vacations, though, is a different matter. I'm usually in the driver's seat. Roe is game for whatever I can envision and afford for us, as long as it's warm and has a large body of water off the patio. However, no matter how much domaining, talking, and reasoning you do together, more than likely, the fact of the matter is that someday an issue probably will emerge so large in your relationship you cannot agree on it, no matter how much of this that you do. In which case, again, one's got to have 51% vote, lest the obvious consequence. Now, I know that there are going to be some listeners right now to this segment who are railing against such a notion of one partner being assigned the deciding vote in the event of a standoff. Because, especially if you're a woman, you may say, well, the assumption is the man is going to have it. He'll have the deciding vote. Now, you'll notice, however, I haven't said that on this program or even implied that so far. I've just merely said that if a marriage is to stay intact, that one of the two partners, who both now ought to be equal in value in the relationship, but one is going to have a final say.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
So both partners ought to be equal in marriage in the relationship. But if one needs to have the final say, should it always be the man? I mean, why not the woman? Now, in consideration of this latter scenario, why is it a woman usually is not admiring of other women who have the final say in their own homes? And why does a woman usually have less than admiring thoughts toward any man who's controlled and, let's say, henpecked by his wife? Why is a woman not flattered when someone speaks of her as ruling the roost in her own marriage? Is this just centuries of Western tradition with no basis of fact? Or is there some kind of deep truth here that supports such a premise? Be that as it may, how a couple resolves conflict determines the happiness and just how stable that marriage is. Bottom line for us guys, we love ourselves by loving our wives. After all, we're more than sexual beings, dude. I mean, we don't fall in love with prostitutes, do we? But instead with work associates and choir members and friends and best friends.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Most people miss out on the immense potential of love and godliness. But how little they know. They who think godliness is dull and boring. Because you see, when one meets the real thing, it is irresistible. It's sometimes hard, but still, it is irresistible. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.